One day, Robin gave Tinker a juicy bone to gnaw. "It's good for your teeth," he said. "And you've been such a good dog lately. I think you really do deserve a bone."
"Meow," said Tabby the cat.
She liked bones too, though she could only scrape them with her rough tongue. She couldn't manage to chew them. Tinker looked at her with the bone in his mouth. He dropped it for a moment and spoke to her.
"You can meow all day if you like," he said. "But you won't get so much as one single sniff at this bone."
"Wherever you bury it, I shall find it," said Tabby.
She was very clever at finding where Tinker buried his bones, and he didn't like it. The majority of the female population doesn't engage in sport, either playing it or watching it. Why is that? The more I thought about it, the more I thought about the contradictions. Most of my female friends don't call themselves sports fans, but they get excited about watching Wimbledon or the World Cup or the Olympics. They might not exercise regularly, but they've probably done a 10K or played badminton or table tennis. They just didn't necessarily like PE or can't remember who won the FA Cup. And the women who are crazy about sport aren't getting an easy time of it because society casually dubs them unfeminine, or rubbish at it, or lesser sports fans than men. So that as women, whether we love sport or loathe it, we're constantly being defined as incompatible with it. Alien, odd, other.